Welcome Rob Ray from Buffalo this morning. Rob, biggest hockey personality in the United States of America, kicking ass with MSG. He's joining the show this morning from Buffalo. Good morning.
Actually, from Ellicottville, New York.
All right. Hello, Rob. Hi.
All right. From just New so York. You know, if you're gonna say something, you make sure you get your facts right.
Okay. This is not to call out me, Ray, okay?
I'm just saying.
Okay.
Like, you know what people are like. They're going to say, on social media and that, they'll tear you apart because you had a fact wrong. So you have to make sure you're perfect.
Okay. What's the name of the town you're in?
Ellicottville.
Ellicottville. Sounds like an elegant place to live.
Yeah. Chautauqua County, Route 13, Ellicottville.
Okay. All right. The Leafs. Very quiet. Hang on a sec, Razor. Very quiet here in Mixed Nation. And you've had a long history as a Buffalo Sabre against the Leafs. Had some good battles over the years. 19 years since they won a playoff round. Last night they blew it again. Are they going to do it this weekend?
It's been 12 years since we've been in the playoffs, so I don't know what's worse. At least they make it to the playoffs.
Yeah.
Are they going to make? I think they should. They should. I thought last night their goaltending sucked, and it just seemed like he was fighting everything, and he couldn't catch the puck. He couldn't handle the puck. It's what it's going to come down to, because Tampa is offensively minded. They don't worry about their D zone too much. But when they come, you got to be ready in the defensive zone. And I think that's their biggest weakness. And then when their goaltending's not 100%, then you're going to pay a price.
There's a lot of people in this country. Really, the Leafs are the Canadian team, if you will.
Yeah, it's a joke, isn't it?
I don't appreciate that tone. We're trying to conduct a serious interview here, and you're calling the Leaf fans a joke.
I'm not calling them a joke. Dealing with them and playing against all the... They put themselves on such a plateau. Like, they are better than anybody else in the NHL, from their organization to their team to their players. And you just get sick of hearing about it after a while.
Okay.
So you might have, you know, the Leaf fans, the rest of the place is, like, wishing the worst.
Yeah, I feel that on occasion. We have 4 Toronto Maple Leaf jerseys here in Studio 97 this morning.
On the other hand, it's good to have them in the playoffs. It's good for the numbers. It's good for, you know, ratings. It's good for money. So if they have to move on, then they'll lose next round. But, you know, it's good to have them in financially.
You went to the Stanley Cup final against Dallas back in the day. I got to bring it up because that's fact, right? You bring credibility to being a guest.
Fact. It's the same as, you know, the Leafs. Fact.
So how do you think those players inside that dressing room, both Tampa and Toronto last night, they must have been jacked up?
Well, I think that on Tampa's side, they've been there so much, it's not a big deal. And they handle the pressure a lot better.
Yeah.
The pressure's on the Leafs, and especially now, you know, when they had it, they had their chance at home, and then when you don't do it, then, oh, my God. And the players, themselves put the pressure on them, you know, and as the organization, but the outside pressure there is just off the charts, and that's where it gets to a lot of guys. It's not, you know, the game itself. It's like, oh, my God, leading up to the game, you're thinking about this all day today, tomorrow when the media's all around and asking a million questions. You can't get away from it. There's no break from it, so... Mentally, it just drains you. And it's hard for those guys because they have to carry that all the time with them.
Yeah, good points. Well, tomorrow night is in the big game in Tampa, and you're quite confident, you said earlier off the top, that the Leafs are going to win this series.
Well, if they do, it's fine. I really don't. It doesn't change my life any one bit. So other than just being able to laugh at, you know, people back home and, you know, a few friends here.
Miriam Cerkella's new colleague here at Quinny Broadcasting, Mix 97, Rob, and I told her you were coming up on the show, and Miriam Googled your name, and she said, oh, I thought he was a goal scorer, not a fighter.
Yeah, and I was really, I was impressed and surprised at the same time. Like, I saw these videos of you from back in the day, and you were really punching these guys' noggins, like, really giving it to them hard.
You know what?
So
you know that's what all the ladies say? All the ladies say they're impressed and surprised all at the same time. It's amazing that reaction I get.
Yeah.
All right. You have to be an all-around player. You know, anybody can go out and score goals, but not everybody can play that other side of the game.
Yeah.
So that just show them.
You know, you're
cost.
A more rounded player. You bring a little more to the table than just some guy scoring 50 goals a year. Like.
We have an intern with us from Sterling. His name is Paul Schneidman. Paul was telling Miriam and I a story that he met you one time at a soccer field 12 years ago, and you signed a little thing for him. You were there for some reason in Sterling, and he got an autograph from you, and you did say no to a picture, but at least you signed something for him.
You liar.
You don't remember?
Anyway. You know what, son? If you're going to... Hey. Buddy, if you're going to be successful in this business, you can't be a liar. You got to speak the truth, okay? So don't let the facts get in the way of a good story. So make sure you got them straight.
Yeah, right.
I just can't believe you don't remember.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember what I did yesterday.
Well, I got pictures you sent me yesterday of you fishing with your young lad from a few years ago. Look at the amount of fish they caught.
Oh, wow. What's that like?
You must have had, like, you told me yesterday you got about 150 fish.
Yeah, yesterday we did when we went there. Like when they're just before the spawn and that here, the perch, they're all schooled up.
Yeah.
And you get on them, and well, you're catching two or three at a time because you're dropping a line like a Christmas tree. And it's got, you know, the bait on it, and you sometimes bring up two or three at a time.
Wow.
This is crazy.
Good catching up with you. Things are good. You had a busy year with the Buffalo Sabres. We saw quite a few of your games, actually, in this area. We would see you between the benches on TV.
Yeah.
So, well done.
Well, you learn to lie a lot. You know, it's job security sometimes, so you just have to kind of... But it's good. No, you know what? They're getting better. That's going to be a good team. Good young kids. Coach is great. You know, they've set themselves up good. They're in a good position in the cap. They got a ton of draft picks. You know, that they can use to do whatever they got to do. And now it's time to start shoring up their back end a little bit, get some defensive guys, and go from there, because they can score. It's just a matter of preventing them from getting scored on.
Well, thanks for the time. Next time you're in town, we'll have to get you to get me out golfing, and you could treat me to a nice day.
Yeah, I don't really appreciate golf much. It's kind of boring. But you can send the check to 289 Sausalito.
You were never really that good in golf anyway, so.
No, that's why I don't like it.
No,
my kid is just turned 14. He outdrives me, outplays me, and I don't even like going with him.
All right. Thanks for the time. Rob Ray joining us this morning on the show from, what's the name of the hamlet?
Ellicottville, New York.
All right. Thank you. We'll send the check there, okay?
Okay, that's good.
All right, thanks.